This episode is brought to you by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.
So where do we start today?
When you look at China's AI news this week, the numbers all point the same way. Zhupu at 15 billion yuan, Inflame at 6 billion, Momentum at 7.5 billion, and the state planning board announcing 2 trillion yuan. Capital from the markets and money from the government are both flowing into the same sector. Today, we'll walk you through this flow in order: models, robots, chips, telecom, policy, and what it all means for Korea.
Are there parts that directly affect Korea?
There are. In May, Korea's semiconductor exports to China jumped 243% year over year, generating a $3.8 billion trade surplus. But that same week, the NDRC released a draft directive requiring data center hardware to be 80% Chinese made. So we're seeing the boom and the ceiling at the same time.